So Kuf Yud Sif Aleph. So Kuf Yud Sif Aleph seems to be a repeat of things that we've learned earlier. We learned Davar Haroy Lihischave, this is Davar Chashuv. A little bit different, but I'm not really sure if the halach is any different. But Davar Chashuv Asur B'mino B'chol Shehu, right? If you have a Davar Chashuv and it falls into a path, so it's going to be Asur even in a tiny amount. What does that mean? Vehim Zayin Dvarim. So, and there are seven things that are considered Davar Chashuv. I'll see what the Raman, what the Shulchan Aruch himself does with this. But there's seven things that are considered Davar Chashuv. What are they? So a gozei prach, or some kind of nutshells, or verimone badan, some kind of pomegranates, v'chavio stumos, if you have barrels of wine, chalpos trudin, some shoots of beets, v'kalche karuv, is some kind of cabbage, v'delas yivanis, and some kind of gourd, v'kikaro shel bal habayis, and the loaves of the bal habayis. Okay?
These seven are dvarim chashuvim, and what?
So how are they Devar Chashuv? So he's going to say in a second. Right. V'chein bali chayim chashuvim heim. And so to anything that was alive is considered chashuv. So he didn't give you, right, he didn't give you why these are considered, why these make the list. Okay.
V'einam, alive, you mean an animal. Okay.
Right, something that was once an animal, a whole animal. Right, ve'inam b'telim, and they're not batal. So aval shar dvar, but other things. Afal pisha dark and limnos. Even if you generally count them, harei lo and kil shiur. They don't really go by the count, but rather they go by like a weight or something like that. So what's this talking about? So that gives you the hint of what where these things are coming from. How do you consider something to be a davar chashuv if it's counted by number? Right, so you go and you ask for a barrel of wine. You ask for a cabbage, right? You don't ask for a pound of cabbage, right? You ask for a cabbage, at least this special kind of cabbage that's mentioned here, right? A gozei prach also. Apparently, you bought them by the number. Those special kinds of nuts, you bought them by the number. You didn't buy them by the pound. So that's how you define something as being a davar chashuv. And the Shulchan Aruch here is passing like the Rambam. It's a little difficult, but he's passing like the Rambam, saying, yeah, and these are the only seven things. I mean, the Gemara, it has these seven things there.
But he hasn't explained yet davar chashuv in what context and how you're going to use that information, right?
No, he said that was the beginning. Aser b'mino b'chol shehu, right? A tiny amount falls in, even though it should be batal, even it should be echad... you know, it's min b'mino. So min b'mino
falls into what? Chicken soup?
Well, in this case, it's min b'mino, so it falls into other nuts. So this would be a nut that would be orlo. I know. Right, nuts come from trees. We orlo, right? Or it's a vodazara. Or it's truma, meiser, right? Something that you would not be able to eat, and it falls into something else. So it's not going to be batel because it's something that gets a number. Okay? And these are the seven things that get numbers. Comes the Raman, says...
Truma may be that example, but I think it's never bottomless.
What?
Truma may never be bottomless.
Truma is not bottomless.
It's not a good example.
Okay, fine. Sorry. So, v'yish omer the chol davar sheb'minyan d'hayne shedark limno. So, the Raman comes along and says, wait a minute, it's anything. Anything that's the way you count. D'hayne shedark limno. Anything you count by ones, right? So, you go to the vegetable aisle in Giant. There's some things you buy that by the pound. And imagine there, you buy a... cantaloupe.
Yeah.
Right?
Even cucumbers are by
a pineapple, a cantaloupe.
Cucumbers are by the number, Rich.
Cucumbers are by the number. All right.
Watermelons by the pound.
Watermelons, you buy a big
sometimes,
one and a little one.
Sometimes it's by the
watermelon. All right. So, anyway, so it depends what. If it, right? So that if. Watermelons, you're going to have a hard time having a bottle. Anyways, but okay. Dinosh dark lithos, tumid anal bottle, right? So something that's the way it's generally counted, it's never going to be bottle, the chay noagin, and that's our minot, says the Ramah, hadadavar chashuv anal bottle, anal elamidur banan. However, this idea that it's not chashuv is only a dindur banan, but it's in the kulas. Therefore, you have the right to go leniently. So it's never bottle, but if you have some kind of doubt involved with it, someone has the right to be lenient regarding it. Okay, that's the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch comes back and says, okay, well, I gave you seven, and then he comes and says, kol davar shu chashuv eitzel b'nei mekoman. What about if it's chashuv in that place? those specific things in Eretz Yisrael, but osamazvan during those times of year, who aser b'cholshir. So then it's going to attain that status according to its kashivus osamakom uva osuzman, according to the where it is in that place at that time. Velo hiskiru elu elu lefi shehein osrim b'chol shehein. So why did I list these seven though? Because those seven are universal. Those seven are throughout the world. Then he continues on and says, and the same thing would be for any other type of thing in another kind of place. Now I don't know what he's adding here. I don't know, I'm not sure how he differs than the Ramah. Why there's the machlok between the Mechaber and the Ramah at this point, right?
Isn't he adding that a fruit that isn't common in Israel, but might be common in California, would also be subject to this.
Right, I guess in California.
Right.
But, yeah, okay, so I guess he's never saying, I guess he's still saying these are the only seven things that are universal. So I think even the Mechaber would have to say that if it's universal, that if something else clearly becomes universally counted by ones, it would have to be included. But he seems to, like, be hesitant to go there.
It seems so. Originally, he mentioned these first two items. It was a
right.
General example. Now he says in Israel, and then he says,
yeah.
Then he says, but they're mentioned because they're everywhere. So
right, yes, I noticed that as well. Bali Yashulchan pointed that out, and I forgot what he answered. But yes, that's also a good hour. Okay, so that's Aleph. Beis. Bali Batim, Shinis Arbu.
Bali Chaim.
Bali Chaim, well, not Bali Batim. Bali Chaim, Shinis Arbu. Right, you have animals that got mixed up with other mixed up animals. V'nishchatu. Now, some of them are going to be a problem. V'alechaim shi'is arvu b'achirim. V'nishchatu batol chashivuson ubetelin. So they immediately lose their chashivus and their batol. Meaning, do they get judged as being pounds of meat, or are they being judged as by the cow? So saying once they're shechted already, they're judged as pounds of meat. Plus they lose their kashivas right away. As long as you shechted them by accident. Now he's not telling you what the potential problem here is either.
Maybe the firstborn or was hectic.
Yeah.
Hectic, yeah.
Something like that. Okay, well hectic is also you're going to have a problem with that. But okay. Fine. V'u shenishchetu b'shogi. So v'davka balei chayim ketanim she'inam ru'uyim li'ischavi la'achar shlitasam. So not only be by little ones, but little ones aren't considered royally schavit after they are shechted. Big ones are. I'm not sure where that would be.
Little ones, and big ones are here.
What?
There's only a few animals that you shecht.
Right.
I know the sheep is probably not a little one.
Right, chickens. The chickens would be little ones.
Maybe.
Okay. Alright, so that's Aleph and Beis, and for Gimel, so now we want to go back. I want to take you back to the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef here is on, well, I don't know. You guys might have to get that one. Simon Kuf Yud, second page of Kuf Yud.
It was Kinim that was once a Chadron. So what if the birds get mixed up?
So those are already hectish, that's why it's. That's why the Masechta exists. Right. So here we have the following code. The whole time, until now, really since the beginning, from Pezai until Kufyud, we've really only encountered the idea of Rov. Right? We've talked about Achrei Rav and Lahatos, that you follow the majority, and then the last shir, we haven't had a shir in 3 weeks, but the last shir was about, right, if you know that there's one in there, is it batel, and how much is it batel, and we had the machlokes between Bab and Mark, about, you know, how literally do we take it, and do we view it only with our halacha classes, or do you use our reality halacha class, right? All of that is based on the idea of Rov. So all of a sudden, there's a couple Gemaras that throw the following monkey wrench into the equation. So let's take a look in the Beis Yosef. Beperikid Hanasha, Maisi, Hahi Braisa de Isa Beduchta Tuva Betalmud. Right? This Braisa appears in several spots in the Talmud, right? So Perikid Hanasha is in Hulin, but it appears in Psachim, it appears in Nida, and it appears in Ksuvas. I'm sorry, the Beis Yosef.
Yes, the Beis Yosef.
Gimel.
Okay,
oh, next page.
Sama.
Yeah, sorry. Over here. Yeah. Right, so Perek Gimel Hay stands for Ginnash, that's Chulin, and learns out from a couple of other Gemaras these three other places. So the following idea, Tesha Chentios, if you have nine stores, Kulan Mochros Basar Shchuta, they all sell good shechted, glatt kosher meat. Right? But achas mocher is basr nevela. And one of them is still like a holdover from before the place turned Jewish, right? It's still keeping, holding strong to its nevela meat. V'lakach miachas mehen, right? And you purchase from one of them. Then you day am I, and all of a sudden you get home and you realize, oh my gosh, which weird place did you go? You were just assuming, I'm walking in Lakewood. How, I'm sure there's no non-kosher butcher shops in Lakewood. And all of a sudden you get home and they ask you where you bought it from. I bought it at that shopping center. Well, which one? I don't remember. They're all kosher, right? No, they're not all kosher. I give out, right? So you find out you don't know which one you bought it in. Ma'izem mihen sfeiko aser. Oh, shoot, there's that case I just quoted.
Yeah, so after we found out afterwards.
Right, so we'll see. That's a shock later on. But okay. So, any day of mine. So, Zemihen Sveiko Aser. Uve Nimsa Halach Achar Harov. Sorry, any day of mine. So, Zemihen Sveiko Aser. That case would be a case of a Safek, and we would pass it would be Aser. Uve Nimsa, however, if you find it on the street, so Halach Achar Harov. So then you would follow a Rov. Why is
why is that?
So Kasuv, not really going to understand why, but at least we'll understand what. But Kasuv Tosos V'Harash Sveiko Aser. Why is it that the suffix is Aser? The Chol Kavua Kemechsa Al Mechsa Dami. Was anything that's in its original place, we judge it as being a 50-50 shot. Right. So yes. So here, there's Mark's luck. I knew it was coming. Right. So everything follows Rove.
Don't get statistical on this. It's just not. There's no statistics.
Right. There's no statistics here. It's probably a gzeir sakasiv, right? That anything that's in its original spot, we don't allow the idea of majority to take over, but rather we follow it just automatically gets assigned the 50-50 proportion, right? And the 50-50 proportion means that safik is going to be usher.
What do you mean original spot?
Okay, this is a question. Anything that comes from a spot, right? So that's
everything from a trade. Well, in this case, is a trade.
And from a store.
No. So what's going on in this case? So in this case, where's my suffix coming from? My suffix is coming from which store did I go to? I mean, that's a suffix of I'm taking this piece of meat from its original spot, right? As opposed to if it's in the middle of the street, so the suffix has already existed. Right, it's already what we call parish, called the parish meruba parish. Whatever thing is separate from its original group is now going to be we're going to judge it based on rov. Right, so you have those two competing values. On one hand, you have kol kavua kemechsa mechsadami. This is the brisa. Kol kavua kemechsa mechsadami. My shaila is how I bought it from the store. Which store I bought it from. Right, that's a case of we just say kol kavua kemechsa mechsadami. We're going to say that meat is treif. However, the meat that's found out in the open, in the little parking lot,
it's a suffix with it.
Well, it's a suffix, and we're going to say you're not allowed to eat it.
What's the difference in the suffix between finding in the street, and you have a suffix as to where it came from?
Right.
Or, I have a suffix as to which store I bought it from. What's the difference?
So it's a rule.
Kachazu.
It's a rule. Yes, that's pretty much kaplan's. I remember when I first learned the sugya, so we learned in Pesachim, right? You see this Pesachim test on the base. So my first year when I was in Sarah, we were learning the Sefer Pesachim. We learned Daf Tes, and we spent about 2 days trying to figure out what the words even meant. And one of the members of the Kol walked by and says, oh yeah, I remember Rav Lichtenstein gave a shiur and trying to deciphering why what the lungs is behind this, and he pretty much decided at the end that it was all gzeiras hakasav anyways. It was all just based on sukkim. So where is the pasuk? Where this idea of kol kavua? So you look in the Gemara in Gita Nasha, there's no pasuk there. You look in Pesachim, there's no pasuk there. You look in Yid, there's no pasuk there. In Ksuvus, there's a pasuk there. The Gemara in Ksuvus learns out from a pretty strange limud. But you look this up or something? You heard this?
Yeah.
It's a difficult limud in Maseches Ksuvus about that you shoot into an area and you don't know who you're going to hit, but you can assume you're going to hit somebody. So if it's rov.
If it's all Jews, it's not good. But if there's one Jew there, you can assume they didn't want to hit the one.
But you didn't want to hit them. But even if it's the rove Jews, I think you're still going to be okay. I don't remember what it was. But the end of the story is, the Gemara points out, is that it should always follow rove. So why do you need a special pasuk to teach you this? The answer is because people are judged as being kavua. People, by definition, are kavua. It's just another rule that's out there. People are judged as being kavua, so we learn out from there the din of kol kavua kemechsa mechsadami. They're considered owning their spot, whatever that means. They're like the butcher shop, as opposed to the sidewalk between the butcher shops.
When you say the original place, This is Trefa Butcher Shop.
Yeah. It's not really the original place.
I'm not sure you can find the original place.
Yeah, I guess
maybe just slaughtered somewhere else and shipped
there. I've got to look a little bit more. The original place. I would assume the ship is not. The ship we would judge as being Parish. Right? The Gemara in Pesachim is you have two piles of matzahs. Some are chamish and some are matzah, and a mouse comes and takes one away. So even that case, we judge, and then you get that matzah. That matzah goes into a house. So is that house considered not badak anymore, right? It's a suffix whether chametz goes in or not. That's the Gemara Pesach. Right? So we say that case is also going to be kavua. Right? Why is that case kavua? That's a pretty far out case of kavua. That case is not really mentioned here. No. Why is that? Why? How is that kavua? Right? We're talking with the shaila is which case did the mouse take? Right? That's the shaila. Right? Which one was parish? So the answer is no, because you were the Rani Flint, because you saw it. You saw it. You saw the original spot, and you saw it being taken out, and you saw it being taken away. So that was, we call that a Re'ias Koveya. We call it a Re'ias Kavu. We saw the Kavias, and a mouse comes and takes it away and goes someplace else.
That's the same token. If you saw what store it came from, that's not the same. I mean, if you saw, that's another case for the Rambam. He saw the guy bringing it out of the store.
There'd be no suffix then.
Yeah.
Well, the suffix seems to be...
Because you got to identify which store.
It wouldn't be a suffix if he remembered which store he bought it from.
Right.
Yeah.
So the problem isn't so much that we're mixed up, but the problem is he doesn't...
He didn't forget which store he went to.
Know what he did. But it would theoretically be possible to resolve the problem if he knew which store he went to. Whereas if it's found in the street,
you have a suffix.
You don't know what.
Right.
You're not able to determine what story came from unless you can somehow figure out who dropped it there, which is very unlikely. Maybe that's a different.
Right. So this case also touches then on the sugya of of Basar Shin Salam Min Ha'ayim. But we'll wait for the. Well, that's over here. You take a look on the next page. You turn the page, and there's a Gimel Beis on the top left. In the Beis Yosef, there's a Gimel Beis. Because of a Rambam, right, up there on the top, right, so sometimes the Beis Yosef doesn't put a Shulchan Aruch in the same order that he had the Beis Yosef, so sometimes he breaks it up. That's why there's a Gimel Af and Gimel Beis sometimes. So Gimel Beis, the Kosav Rambam, Perikhes Me'avogin Avram, Me'amachos Asiros, Al Din Tes Chanvios, right, on the din of nine stores, Aval Basar Nimsa Mushlach B'Shuk, Halach Achar Harov, right? But there is Basar that was found, that was thrown out into the Shuk, so you follow the Rov. So Imayu Rov HaMochrim Goyim Aser, Bimhayu Rov HaMochrim Yisrael and Mutter. I should say that would hold true anymore, right? We follow what the rover. V'chein basar ha-nimsa bi'ad gai. So too if you have basar that's found in the hands of a gai. V'ini yodei b'mi lakach. And you ask him, oh, where'd you get that piece of meat from? So he doesn't know. So yima yumokre ha-basar Yisrael mutter. Right? If the majority of the people selling meat in that area were Yisraelim, meaning was not just Yisraelim, but kosher Yisraelim, right? So it would be mutter, meaning a non-Jew's walking out on the street. He's got this meat with him, right? So it should be okay. So however, it comments that, however, Zechu Din Taira, that is the Din Doraisa, and that we follow the rove of the thing. However, Kfar Asur Chacham Kol Basur Hanimsa Bein Ashuk. However, the Chacham already asserted meat that's found in the middle of a parking lot. Bein Biyad Goy, Afal Pi, or the hands of a Goy. Afal Pi Shekol HaShoftim, V'chol HaMochim Yisraelim, even if all the Shoftim and all the Mochim are Yisraelim, V'chasav Hu Adin Sharam, Samach HaMash Amr B'Yerushalmi, Aval Das Harbim Min HaForshim, Devinimsa Biyad Goy, V'makom Sherov Tachi Yisrael, Mutter, V'mikol Makom Roy Lahachim, V'davar Ad Kan Lashon. He says, however, there are those that are Mekel, however, it makes sense to be Machmer here. Why? What are we being Machmer on? So this is the din of Basar Shnei Salam Minayin, right? Basar that was not in the view of a Jew for a while. There were non-Jews around, so that meat's going to be a problem. So that's really a totally different
story. So if there were no... The case in the Gemara, though, is that there were no non-Jews around, and you found this piece of meat in the shuk.
Right. Right.
So then it would be okay because you go according to the rove, you have one non-kosher... butcher.
No, he's saying, I think they're the same din. I mean, if it's found in the hand of a guy, whether it's found in the middle of the parking lot, it's going to be the same din.
So they're saying that Rubo Parish, could a Rubo Parish, we don't hold like that?
No, we say we do hold, like that. That's the rule is true. But Lamaisa, when it comes to meat, we're going to be machmer on it, right? And for some reason, that's the story in the Brisa, right? The story the Brisa chose is this idea of that, right? He could have also chosen cheese, right? The same issue. Although, I don't know, I'm not sure why you think it would be more of a reason to have cheese shenis ala min ha'ayin than a basar shenis ala min ha'ayin, right? There's no din like that. So the Beis Yosef here is quotes that din. He says it's going to be a problem. He says there are poskim that say that the din of basar shenis ala min ha'ayin doesn't apply if rove of the butchers are not kosher. I mean, if you live in town, that's all kosher, right? So where's the non-Jew going to get non-kosher meat from? Right, so maybe the gezer doesn't apply anymore. The post can suggest, but the Beis Yosef turns around and says that one should be machmer on that child. So now, if you go back to the Shulchan Aruch, you see this then quoted, it's down, and then important shot on the topic. So says the Mechaber, right in Gimel, Tes Chanvios Mochros Basar Shkuta. Right, 9 stores sold shechten meat. But achas mocheres baser nevela. V'lakach me'achas me'en. You bought from one of them. In your day me'is me'en lakach. You don't know which one you bought from. Hareza aser. Shekol kavua kemechsal mechsadam. Right, because all kavua kemechsal mechsa. Aval baser hanimtsa b'shuk o b'yad o v'dekochavim. However, if the meat was found in the middle of the shuk or in the hands of the chavim, mutter be permissible. Kein sherov achem v'yos mochros baser shchuta. V'chol the parish meruva parish. Zehu din Torah. Aval chacham masru afal pisha kol hashochtim chacham ochrim Yisrael. However, the chacham came along and answered it, even though even if all of them, right? It's a low plug. Right, you just say that's the din. If it's out of your sight, it's out of your sight. Take a look at the shach chaf, avacham asruhu. Why? Mishum shabaser shenis al minayin, as we learned in Simon Samach Gimel. Ukfar nisbayer sham al nachon ve'eze inyan anu matirin mishum baser shenis al minayin v'chay gavna mutter kan perish b'mela. Right, and over there we explains how we would be able to be matirit. And how in this case it might be permissible, but go and look for the pshat over there. Yeah, Basar Shenis Alim is a...
So that's any time a piece of meat has a period of time where you cannot be sure of exactly where it came from? Is that...
So a piece of meat that was left with non-Jews for a certain amount that non-Jews have access to. And it's locked in your freezer, so you don't have to stay in your freezer the whole time.
I don't know much about the meat industry, but I'm sure they ship meat.
It's all sealed.
Place B, is it all sealed?
It all has to be sealed. I mean, those are all the mafia stories from the the 40s and 50s.
A quarter of a cow that was sealed.
Well, there had to be ways of sealing. I mean, they sealed the trucks. They sealed right, Harrisburg.
That's how they stamp. They stamp it.
They stamp them. The plumbas.
They couldn't ship it sealed.
The plumba tax.
They couldn't ship it.
Right. Well, that's all of the... that's how some rabbis got in trouble with the mafia. Because the mafias were involved in the meat packing and in the trucking industry, and the rabbis had to get on and salt them and do all that stuff. So Harrisburg, apparently, because they used to shech them in Chicago and send them over here. So they used to salt them in Harrisburg. They used to stop in Harrisburg and they used to salt them there. So there's like stories there of rabbis like getting into, threatening phone calls, things like that. You know, how could you... Remember my 8th grade Rebbe told me this story. Somehow I remember. My 8th grade Rebbe told us a story that he, not him personally, somebody, there was the meat was packed too tight in the truck that he wouldn't be able to water it every, if he'd got to water it. So the Rav just said treif and sent it on its way. And he got a call, if you value your wife and kids, don't try a stunt like that again. Something like that. What?
$50,000 worth of meat or something.
Yeah. So that was
Mordechai Kamenetsky has a story where he's on a plane and he gets his kosher meal and his seatmate is very interested in it. This guy from Texas or someplace. And I guess he opened it up and then he went to wash. He came back, he realized he can't eat it because it was left.
The bus, yeah.
And sure enough, it turned out the guy tasted some of it and put back meat from his sandwich.
Make it up. Mordechai? Mordechai, one of the little sons or something?
He's the one who does the part of the parables.
He's a nephew.
A nephew, yeah. Right? I've heard such stories. Yes, it's real. I mean, with people, babysitters and stuff. There's a real shilas. And I remember when Shlomovsky was giving shiur, he pointed out. So what's the heter? The heter is mirsas, right? The heter is you have your babysitter, you have your cleaning lady, that they're afraid of you. So he points out they're not afraid of you. you fire them, they'll get another job in a minute. These are like a full-time babysitters in communities where there's tons of kids and stuff, right? They'll get another job pretty easily. They're not afraid of you at all. So how does Mirza apply? It's serious, Shiloh.
Doesn't happen with milkers.
What?
Doesn't happen with cheese. Doesn't happen with ice cream.
Like dessert cheese.
but that happened here. That was,
pizza shop.
The pizza shop, right?
Right.
Yeah.
They're using one that it
right.
was kosher, but it wasn't the right. It wasn't Halal Israel. It was K instead of polio iron.
Yeah, we don't.
Okay, so the Ramah says, "Bahadam mina kol de parish ruva parish haynish lo pirshu lufanedu." So when we say kol de parish ruva parish, if it didn't happen in front of you,
where are you now?
In the Ramah.
Yeah, which one right here?
Ramah Gil, yes. Valim pirish lufanedu. If you actually saw it, Osheroa, Kashovik Chavim Laku, Havikiyu Laku Misham Biyada. Right? If you saw the non-Jew take it out, it's as if you took it out yourself. I mean, it doesn't get a din of Kol Depesh and Ruben Parish until you see it separated. But if you didn't see it separated, if you saw it while it was being separated, so it's still stuck to its original Kfias. Right? That's the case of the mouse with the matzahs that takes the mouse in. Right? So we learn from there that it's, that you have to see it for the first time, separate from the other things. Okay, so if you go back to the Shach and Sif Yud Dalid, so he quotes the following Shaila. So Kasav HaRa'ah. So the Ra'ah, right? The Ben Kabayis. Kasav HaRa'ah. The Sefer Ben Kabayis. Daf Kuf Chaf. So Ayin Amud Aleph. Wow. Huh. I don't look up the Ra'ah inside. I wonder if it actually lines up with our... Okay, anyways. The Wadin Imhayu Bi'ir Eser Chenvios. If you have in your city 10 stores, Muchzakos, Chanios. 10 stores, Muchzakos. Lanu Kulan Bebasar Shchuta. And all 10 stores are kosher. The Lakof Me'achas Ben, you bought from one of them. Ve'inu Yudei Me'ezo, and you don't know which one you bought it from. And afterwards, lo and behold, turns out one of them was selling treif all along. Right? And now you don't know, right? Did I buy it from the place that is now we realize is treif? Right? So is that consuming? I saw it, I bought it. I bought it from the store, right? So in theory, it should be following the kvias. On the other hand, when I took it out of the store, everything was fine. Now, it's only now when I'm looking at it, when it's already separate, that there's actually a halachic shayla. Right? So that's the shayla that the Shach wants to know. The lo dami leperish, it's not like a regular case of perish. She'ein toldos hasafek mitzad atzma ela mitzad breiros hachanvios. She's bar achshav. Because it's not based on a suffix by itself. Rather, it's based on the clarifying one of the stores that was just that all of a sudden just became clear. The one that was asur. When we told kach nolad ba suffix al osa shah, and therefore the suffix doesn't start till a later hour. She'im shahaya pirsha bidei halokeach mehen. Shahi?
Yes. Not Shahaya. No, it's going to be Shahi. It's an
Al-Osa Shah Shahaya Pirsha Bidei Halukeach Mehen.
Shehi.
That's supposed to say Shehi instead of Shehaya.
Yeah.
Got it. So Kachol Vasafek Al Osesha Shehi Pirsha Bidei Halukeach, which when he separated from the Lukeach Mehen, the Imkin Safek Zeh Inu Mechudash El Gilui Milsa Bialma. So this Chiddush, right? This idea that lo and behold, it's not that one of the stories is treif. It's not that all of a sudden now it's treif. It was always treif. We're just clarifying something that there was in the beginning. Shetchilasa haya nela mimenu. The beginning was hidden from us. Shahaya saver shekula mutaros. So one could say that it will all be mutter. But cheshenisbar shehi asura igle milslam afreya. So it becomes clarified retroactively. Shebishas mecha chaticha zu. Shebkeshapir shemehad ba'osa shah haya suffix shala v'zebar. It just becomes clear retroactively at the time that you took it, there was a shiloh already at that time. So the Ra is Machmir. Right? The Ra comes along and says, right, that if you, if lo and behold you find out that one is kosher, and you're not sure which one, but now
one
is treif, right? And now it's not really, right, if you're, if you, right, you,
not just that you find out, becomes known, I think.
Right, it becomes known, right. It becomes known that it's treif, but it's a personal shiloh for you. Try to think about the modern equivalent, right? There was that store in Los Angeles before Pesach that all of a sudden got, you know what I'm talking about,
yep.
Right? That they got found out, right? So, but that scenario is not really the same scenario. A
place in Muncie.
A place in Muncie also.
Ooh,
but
serious.
But that also isn't really the same. I mean, how is it going to work out? I mean, now you have a piece of meat, and I'm not sure which one I bought where. No, I'm not sure where I bought this piece of meat. I guess that's how it would come up. Meaning, if you now have 20 pieces of meat, right, from 20 different stores in Muncie, and now you know one of them was this problem, right, so that's a different case. That's actually the next sif in the Shulchan Aruch, saying that's right. It's a you take one, it's a suffix, and then you mix it with something else. That's something else. So here it would have to be you have one case, and you don't know where I bought this piece of. I know it's hard to imagine how this is going to come up. Yeah.
Why is it difficult? You don't know where you bought it. You're a caterer. You buy, you have multiple vendors, depending on what city you're working for.
Right, and it turned out one of them wasn't kosher. So I know I have this in
they
front of me. I don't know which one
it was.
There
was an incident
from.
In Chicago, okay. I think it was something like Shalit meat, and it was the gourmet, like, separated breasts, and they discovered that he was producing too much, and someone caught him. He was bringing in treif chickens, but I mean, some of them may have been
kosher.
So the caterers actually like koshered all their pots and pans and their stuff. Their
right, utensils, right.
Assuming that they had the stuff. I'm not sure what we did in there. I'm not sure what the advice for the homemakers were, but I know the caterers. They said they koshered everything.
We had a case here where a bakery in Narberth was kosher and then was found out to be opening on Shabbos.
Right, opening on Shabbos is different, but the case here that was in the newspapers a couple months ago, that should we go, no, go, well, we won't mention here, but that was a case of also that they found them, they were bringing in non-kosher chickens, right? That was the case.
What town?
Here. The exponent a couple months ago. No, not that it happened recently. It happened years ago. But it was yeah.
The Shalit happened, I think, when we were still in Chicago, which would have been over 20 years ago.
Right.
We had the thing that Harvey Kaplan found.
Right.
With the meat. Well,
right, but that's I'm not sure I would go there with
when
that.
He found out that there was, I mean, he looked and he said it didn't make sense, and there was too much, and he stayed there. I stayed late one night, and he found them backing up a truck of treif meat and unloading it. And then they lost that
case.
And then you took the extra away, and that was the end of that.
Different story that I heard.
What
okay.
Was that?
Okay. So that's number one. That's the sheet of the Ra'ah. The Rashba Kamez, but doesn't really not sure the comment, but the person who really takes on the Rush is the Ran. So if you look a little bit, probably skip a few lines, you get to the Ran. Aval Haran Kasav Veperikid Anasha Akavua the Tesk Chenvios. I probably skip. For me, it's five, six thick lines.
Kuklan Adal
is about
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom.
Right there you go. Right. Okay. Aval aran kasa perikir anasha kavua detes chenvios v'zeh lushon the lo mikri kavua ela kishayaha iser no de kodem shalakach. It's only called kavua if the iser was known before you took it. Valim lo no de ha iser b'shach shalakach. Even if afterwards it became clear that it was us from the beginning, the nasa kavua and would be a problem of kavua. Lo amrinan de lahavi kavua lemafreya. We don't say it's kavua lemafreya. That's right. So the Ran takes on the Ra. He disagrees. But nafkamina, right? Why? How could the Ran say that? What is the sheet of the Ran? So his idea is the idea of rove. I think is the baseline. We've been learning rove the whole time. Rove is the normal way to go. Right, even though that itself could be considered a chiddush, but we'll follow Rov. Right, the idea of kol kavua kamechsal mechsadami is a chiddush. Right, that is a new idea. That you wouldn't be able to come up with that on your own. So in order for it to stick, in order for it to be a problem, it has to fit from the beginning. If it's going to come up later, it's already lost its potency. I believe that's how the Ran is learning. Right, Nugel Isser v'Nasa Kavua Lo Amrin Dahavi Kavua. You can't say that it's Kavu l'Mafreya because the whole din of Kavu is a Chiddush. Now you're going to also say Kavu l'Mafreya, right? You can't really learn Lamdas on a Chiddush. That's what the Ran is saying. V'Nafka Mina L'Mi Shalakach Basar Min HaMakulin. V'Nafka Mina is the first person took meat from the Makulin. V'Afir Kach Noder Shaisa Trefa Bineyam. And afterwards you found out that there was from the store, and then you found there was treif there. The shari, that you found that there was treif there. The shari, the came into v'shash shalakach lo ya kaveya. Right, when time that you took it, it wasn't kavua. The din kavua she hei kemechsal mechsa. Right, that the din should be kemechsal mechsa. Chiddush, the whole thing's a chiddush. Ve'in lecha bo el mishas chidusho ve'elach. So the only time, the only thing you have is from the shas of the chiddush and onwards. Meaning from the shas, all of a sudden I realize now there's a problem. Kolomar mishinase kavua aval mafreya lo. Right, from the time that it's kavua, that's when I can impose the chiddush. But the mafreya, to go retroactively back and impose upon it then, so that I'm not able to do. That's not allowed. So that's the machlokas between the Ran and the Shah and the Ran. I believe passing like the Ran, if it'll come up. So the we could just do Dalid also, and then right Dalid. So Rov Chenvios Mochros Baser Shchuta. Let's say most of the stores sell shechted meat. Umiyat Mochros Baser Nevela. Some sell Nevela meat. So Lokach Achas Mehen VeEni Yodei Meizu Mehen Lachas. You bought from, you don't know which one you bought from. Now Venis Arva BeAcheros, and now it got mixed with other ones. VeEnu Nikeres, and you're not sure which one is which. The tale of Barov, Mifnei Sveik Sveika. It's Baltal Barov because of a double suffix. What is that double suffix? So, the time that you eat it, maybe this isn't a problem. Maybe this isn't the one that, let's take a look at the Shach. Suffix Beshasha Ochel, Shach Chafdalit. Shachaticha, Shema Lozuhi Sheba Meakavua. Maybe this isn't from the non kosher store. V'im Tim Solomar Zuhi, and if you say it is, Shema Shal Heterhi. Maybe it's permissible. Lefi, maybe it's the permissible one. Maybe I didn't take from the Treif store, and even if I did take from the Treif store, so maybe I'm now eating a kosher one. Lefiza Aser Lechel Kulam Bavas Achas, therefore you wouldn't be able to eat all of them at once, even though Bob is going to say why not, but you wouldn't be able to eat all of them at once. The Lake because then you would only be down to one suffix, and that would be pashut. Okay, and that's pashut. So again, if you buy from a non-kosher, you don't know which one you, and in order, by the time you realize that I may have bought from a non-kosher place, it's already mixed with something else. So the Mechaber says, Sveik Sveika. Maybe I'm not eating from that place. Maybe I got from a kosher place. Maybe, right, a double suffix. And even if I got from the non-kosher place, maybe the piece I'm eating now is actually okay.
So you have to throw away a piece?
No, you didn't.
Then that I guess would go back to the previous to how we learned, right? So we passed them that you don't necessarily have to throw out a piece. That was the chumra bialma. Rather, you shouldn't eat them all together.
He says once.
But I think we learned it before. Some people eat it just to the maybe.
Right, one person shouldn't eat all of them. That's the way we passed them that didn't. Okay, the Rama says Veish Osrim B'chai Gavda, right? The Rama says some Asa here. Why? Ishim D'chol Makom D'Isr B'Makom Havi K'Mechsal Mechsa. Of course, when it comes to this place, it's Mechsal Mechsa. V'Hoel V'Safek HaRishon Osrim Min HaTorah V'Ein Kan Od Sveika L'Hatir.
Where are you reading now?
In the Rama.
In the Rama, okay.
So therefore that first suffix is Isser Min HaTorah. So the only thing you have is this mixture. A mixture isn't called the Sveik Sveikah, so therefore one has to be Machmer. Right? So really, what's the Ramon and the Machaber arguing about? They're arguing about when I call something Kol Kavua Kamechsa Mechsa Dami, what is that? Am I looking at it as maybe it's a 50-50 chance, right? And therefore I'm going to be machmer because I don't know which one I'm eating. That's what the Machaber says. Or the Rama says, no. The din of the Torah is that if it comes from a kavua, it's going to be treated as being usser. It's not that it's not even a suffix anymore, right? It's usser. And therefore it gets mixed with something else. So I can't say, oh, maybe it was kosher and therefore form a sveik. Oh, that's not going to work. I have to say, treat it as having a din of being usser. Okay, so that's the...
But how does that affect the end result that it's still... overwhelmed that there's still this.
No, he's saying it's a taruvus. No, he's saying there's no rope. There wasn't a rope. It was umiyut mochros basin nevel lakach ma'achas mehen ve'eni yudem ezem mehen lakach. Okay.
No, I thought this piece got mixed with others. I assume
but not enough to be batel.
It's not a rope of others.
Not enough to be batel.
If a war rope of others, it would be batel.
What?
If I came home with one piece of meat and I don't know where I bought it, and I stick it in my fridge and there's 10 other pieces of meat that look like it, so that would be what I was saying.
Again?
I went to one of these stores where one of them is straight. I don't know which one I went to. I bring the meat home, I stick it in my fridge, and there's 5 other pieces of meat that look exactly the same. And a week later, I come to eat it.
Right. So that
would be what.
Right. So that's probably why is this not right? At least it should be okay because of what we learned before. Yavish v'yavish lo batel. So this must be. He must be saying that this is one of those cases where it wouldn't be batel. Davar chashuv. It's something like that. Okay. So we'll get.
What does it say? It's a davar chashuv. It just said it took a piece of meat from a store.
No. Because otherwise, there's no chiddush. I mean, otherwise, there's nothing to talk about. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'nis arav b'acheres, right? V'ein ani keres, b'teila b'rov, mishum sveik sveika." It's b'tel b'rov because of the sveik sveika. So I'm asking you, why should it be? Maybe it was mixed. It was cooked together, right? So the idea of yavish v'yavish, yavish v'yavish, b'tel chai b'tray, right? Doesn't work if they're cooked together. So say they were cooked together.
Why doesn't the sveik sveika still stand?
So his, because he's saying the first suffix, you lost the first suffix. The first suffix is
I don't know where I bought it.
What?
I don't know where I bought it.
First suffix is you don't know where you bought it. But it's kavua, but if it's a din of kol kavua kamesa amesa dami, the Rama saying it's not a suffix. That's it's exeris a kasav, that's going to be considered treif. Alright? Okay.
It's not here. It really speaks to the importance of